it was something that I struggled with for such a long time that I realized that in 2023, that was my goal. Execution. How can I just execute on the things that I need to do? Oh, this needs to get fixed. Yeah, let's execute. There's no thinking. There's no decision process. There's something that needs to get done. Let's get it done. I hired a private business coach for that reason. I said, how can I be better at executing? How can I stop tweaking the little systems and changing the little details and just start executing on what needs to be done?
You're listening to The Isaac Velez Show, a podcast that inspires high performers to reach new heights and be better than their best. My name is Isaac, and I'm best known for my performance coaching, elevating elite athletes and entrepreneurs to unlock their full potential. On this podcast, I sit down and share vulnerable stories on my journey, lessons that I've learned, and I bring on high performers as guests to unlock new insights and share authentic conversations about what winning really looks like. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome, everyone, to the Isaac Velez Show. Today, we're going to be talking about making the hard choices today so that we can live a better tomorrow. I remember when I was younger and I wanted to start going to the gym early in the mornings. And when I was at a younger age, I used to be a big night owl person. I used to love staying up and I hated waking up early. And I could never imagine why someone would want to wake up early. Like, it was so nice to just sleep in, to relax. I would even wake up early just to hit the snooze button for the next 30, 45 minutes before I actually had to get up, because I felt like that sleep was even better, because it was like, I got to wake up, realize I didn't have to wake up, go back to sleep. And it wasn't until I remember when I read something and it said, if you lay out your clothes for the gym the next day, you have your water bottle filled, if you have pre-workout, whatever, you have all that ready to go before the gym and you wake up and your gym clothes are ready and stuff like that, it's going to make it easier to go to the gym because you reduce the friction. And so I was like, you know what, we'll give it a shot because I want to start going up early. I tried this and it made it a little bit easier. I mean, it wasn't life-changing, but it made it easier to go to the gym. And as I'm doing this for the next couple of days, I'm realizing that just the friction of us doing things for the future makes it easier for us to start working towards the future. But that's with everything. If you reduce friction for something, good or bad, it makes it easier to do. And so then I said, what if not just in fitness, but what if in other things I started trying to maybe optimize for the hard things tomorrow, right? Or do the hard things today so that it's easier tomorrow. So I was like, what kind of friction do I need to reduce so I can do the hard things today? And so as I'm doing this with the gym, it wasn't just about the gym anymore, but everything else. And this was right when the turning point, when COVID was hitting. And this was my own inflection when it came to morning and night routines. Because before, I loved staying up till 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, and waking up 11, 11:30, 12 when I could. And now I'm always, always looking to wake up early in the morning. Now, ideally, it's 5 a.m. And I'd say as of right now, 4 or 5 days of the week, it is 5 a.m. Sometimes it's 6, sometimes it's 6:30 on the weekends. I try not to make it that way for consistency's sake, but that's sometimes what happens if I'm being honest. And so I'm realizing that as I'm doing this more and more, and I look to, nowadays in the past 2-3 years, when you choose to do the hard things today, especially when you're a person with big dreams and visions and goals for how the world could be, you start delivering a different kind of reality because you're now someone that executes, not just a dreamer. You're a doer, not just a thinker. And when you start doing things, when you start implementing things immediately, not when it's convenient, but when it needs to get done, we start getting a lot more done. And I learned this from a mentor of mine. He told me, he said, you'll see who's successful based on how quickly they execute. I love this story from Patrick Bet David. And he talked about being on this podcast. I don't know if it was a guy from like a city hall somewhere. And he basically got a message from this one guy, like a DM or a phone call saying, hey, Pat, I'd love to have you on the podcast. And then, Patrick Bradavo was like, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's, reach out to my assistant and let's get it set up. He's in the assistant with his car. Him and assistant are sitting in this car going somewhere, right? Like an Uber or private driver, whatever. 5 seconds later, the guy's assistant calls Patrick Bradavid's assistant. 5 seconds later, locks into time, let's do it, boom. That right there is speed to execution. A lot of startups and founders, some of the best ones, they're simply the best for one defining reason above everything else, comparative to the other startups. And it's their speed to execution. How fast can you implement? It was something that I struggled with for such a long time that I realized that in 2023, that was my goal. Execution. How can I just execute on the things that I need to do? Oh, this needs to get fixed. Yeah, let's execute. There's no thinking. There's no decision process. There's something that needs to get done. Let's get it done. I hired a private business coach for that reason. I said, how can I be better at executing? How can I stop tweaking the little systems and changing the little details and just start executing on what needs to be done? Because if we go back to my philosophy of the Stoicism and looking at the Stoics, what were the Stoics doing consistently with their life? Whether it was Marcus Aurelius or Epictetus or Seneca, they were constantly seeking out adversity and adding challenges to their plate, because when they did that, they knew they would improve. They knew that they now had the capacity to take their life to a different place because of the efforts that they were putting into their life, because of the change that they were willing to make for a better life. Because the better life wasn't one of euphoria and happiness, as Epicureans would believe, but it's one of meaning and purpose. And that's why I love what the Japanese call the ikigai, the reason for being, the culmination of your passions, what you love, what you're great at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. Because it's not just about you, and it's not just about the world. It's about how do you bring the best of both together, the culmination of what we want to do with what we can do with what is needed. Because a lot of times we talk about the change we want to see. I wish we had this policy in effect or this politician in office. I wish we didn't have this politician in office. I wish we weren't involved in foreign affairs. I wish we were involved more in foreign affairs. But what are we doing to change things? It always should be about us when it comes to the actions. Because when it's not about us, we give control to other people who don't care about they don't care about it as much as we do, but at the same time, we're also disappointed if the actions that are taken aren't the ones that we want. But if we're in control, if we take ownership over our life and more importantly, our actions, what is the causal relationship with that? The causal relationship is that now we take control of our lives by the extension of taking over our actions. Control your thoughts, because the thoughts become our actions, because our actions become our habits, and our habits become our life. And that's something that I continuously have to implement, because sometimes it's the matter of, what am I actually working towards here? Because I know the big-term goals, but how am I breaking those down into the short-term goals? What am I breaking down into? What do I need to do today and this week? And those are the kinds of systems that we need to have in place in order to improve, in order to take our lives to the next level. And so the last thing I want to talk about today is when we make the hard choices today for a better life tomorrow, when you choose the path of entrepreneurship, when you choose to be your own boss, to run a company, to have responsibility of a team, to have responsibility of delivering for clients, and if something goes wrong, it's on you. Yeah, you might not want it to be super stressful 100% of the time, but you're not looking for the easy path. No one that's been in the entrepreneurship game for more than 2-3 years is still in the game because it's easy, because it's not. So what is the question you should be asking rather than how do I make my life easier? It's how do I get stronger so my life appears easier? Because that's the progression of adversity and challenges. Life never gets easier, not for us especially. But our capacity to deal with the whims of life, to deal with the adversity that life throws at us, only continues to grow as we invest in ourselves, which is why entrepreneurship is different than just owning a business. because it's the marriage between life and business. As we grow, the business is able to grow. And as the business is able to grow, we are able to grow. We have to have the capacity to be better than we are today. And to get that capacity, we have to push ourselves beyond what is currently comfortable. Entrepreneurship is never about seeking comfort. It's about seeking adversity. And so the first step is an alignment between what we are doing and with who we are. Because if you don't want that from entrepreneurship, then it's not for you. But if you want that, how are you tapping into that? How are you improving your systems? How are you improving your productivity? How are you improving your speed to execution? Because that's what I sit here thinking about every single day. What am I doing to improve these things? Because if I'm not improving, what else am I doing other than staying in the same place? The same place that I claim not to want to be in. I'm the one that says, I don't want to stay in the same place. I don't want to be the same guy in 1 year, 2 years, even a week. I don't want to be the same guy. So whose responsibility is it now to make that change happen? It's mine and mine alone. Because I take ownership over my life. My problems are my fault. And now it's my job to go solve it. Because I don't care about whose fault it is. I care about what is being done about it. And so every day it's, how am I able to be more quick in my execution? It takes me a day. It takes me 2 days. I want to make it 30 minutes, 10 minutes if I can, 5 minutes. And that's the task we have to be building. It's how are we continuously improving so we can seek out adversity and we can do so quickly, not when it's convenient. Because when you make that shift, that's when you're going to grow your business by 2 times, 3 times. That's when your life is going to go from good to great or great to excellent. I hope this was helpful. Again, I appreciate your time. Let's close it out right. Veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered.
That concludes today's episode of The Isaac Velez Show. If you gained any value from today, we'd be grateful if you share the episode and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you were looking to get more involved with us, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. See you in the next episode.